We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us in studio today, we have Chip Simmons. He's Gambier County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We got events we want to get to, but I also want to get to kind of this flock camera issue because we've been talking about it a lot. But, you know, Steve Stroberger mentioned that he needed to have a heart-to-heart with you, and I'm kind of curious if that's happened yet. So we'll get to that. That's
we've
coming.
Talked,
okay. Yes. All right. Well, I mean, no, that'll take up as much time as we allow it. So let's push that for just a second. We had a murder take place in Ferry Pass at Woodchuck and Spanish Trail. Looks like it may have been one man killed his boyfriend. What do we know?
Well, all I can say is it is domestic. They have been roommates for several years, and I can simply tell you again, because there's some victim protections that I have to maintain.
Okay.
That it looks as if he was shot and killed while laying in the bed.
Okay.
We were directed there with the victim's parents or with the assistance of the victim's parents, who became suspicious because they had not heard from their son in some time. They were out of town. When they came back in town, then they, you know, things kind of ramped up for them.
Okay, so this wasn't a report of a gunshot. This was a welfare check.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. We also had this guy who robbed a couple of women at the plasma center, I guess, took a bunch of jewelry from them and went back to work at the dealership?
Yeah, he was. He approached them. They were out back taking a break. And then he robbed them at gunpoint, from what I recall, and took some jewelry and some different things. We were able to arrest him and recover some of the stolen property.
We had a what happened at Showalter Park? Like this, it's. Do you tell me?
A lot happened at Showalter Park. It started with two individuals that agreed to meet to fight over a girl, uh-huh. over a situation with a female. And about 7 to 8 people gathered around. 2 were combatants, and the rest were watching.
This is like drop a pin, come and try me? Is that what this is?
There was some online type of announcement about it, but
okay.
I guess only 7 to 8 people showed up. But they did show up, and then after the fight had concluded, one of the individuals evidently or reportedly had a handgun in his waistband, and one of the people that was watching came up to him with a gun and said, "Give me the, you know, try to rob him of the gun from his waistband." And then just started firing at him, shot him several times in the torso, and then left the scene. So we think we know everyone that was there. We have had
was anybody
conversations.
Hit?
Yes, he was shot and killed.
Oh, okay.
And then another person was shot in the leg.
Okay.
With non-life-threatening injuries. So we were investigating obviously the homicide and then the we'll call it attempted homicide of the individual that was shot in the leg. So we've talked to. Again, all the witnesses that we can gather, we do have some a suspect, and we're still working towards that probable cause.
How many videos do you have?
Tell me
a group of people got together online to have a fight.
There, there should be 7 videos.
They're all shooting videos, right?
Yeah. Well, initially, not all the witnesses were consistent with what why you were there and who was there.
So weird.
We're working on it, but I will tell you, we are getting some cooperation.
Good.
There are a lot of people up there. That know what happened, but may not have witnessed it.
Okay.
Know, second, third hand. So it gives us something to go on. And then again, we're zeroing in on the suspect.
Okay. All right. Let's see. One of the, I don't, this business with Ronnie Rivera, he's good friend of yours. I know Ronnie real well. I know Crystal, not as well, but somewhat. I see these sign stories every election year. And I'll just be honest. I feel like people do all kinds of silly stuff, and they make all kinds of wild accusations. And when it comes to signs, like if there's a sign and you put a sign, it's impeding somebody's view of that sign. And if you go to the corner where there's a lot of signs, it's like there's 1,000 signs. It's like who can win? I don't get what this story is all about. I mean, I get what people are saying about it, but you guys are doing an investigation. You tell me what's going on.
Well, we got a report. Mr. McMillan came to our office and wanted to make two complaints. One's a criminal complaint. And then they alleged a statute
okay.
was violated. And then the second was an internal complaint saying that it was a policy violation. Because Ron Rivera works at the sheriff's office, we
right.
felt like it was the best move to go ahead and ask the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to look into it. Even though it was a relatively minor complaint, And typically the Florida Department of Law Enforcement handles these complaints anyways, or the state attorney's office. We can, but we typically don't do election type cases. They have, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement has an individual that kind of specializes in that with the region. So they're taking a look at the criminal aspect of it. And while the statute is basically about business signs and about permitted signs,
right?
It doesn't really, to me, it doesn't really talk about
political signs. Okay.
And as a candidate in a couple of elections now, I know that this happens hundreds of times every single election year.
Especially at crowded corners. By polling places, which this was, right? It's a polling place?
Right. It was an early voting location.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's why, again, everyone goes to these very few, or seemingly.
Because they know people are going to, right.
Early voting locations, so there's a lot more signs there. And signs from every district and every election and that sort of thing.
Side note, can I editorialize and say, I don't understand why people even bother putting this. It's just clutter to me. I've never imagined there's even a single voter in the history of the universe that was driving past a polling place corner and thought, oh, now I'm voting for X because I saw their sign among the other 70.
Well, the hope is that you do your research before you get there and
vote. It's such a preposterous premise. Anyway, go ahead.
But not everyone knows exactly what's on every ballot.
I know. So I
can't say anything. There was a lot of Chip Simmons signs at the early voting locations.
Fair enough.
And half the time I was standing here waving, reminding people. I know. You know who I am.
It's what people do. So you gave this high crime to this huge issue of a sign in front of another sign to FDLE, and they
the criminal complaint, and they're going to let us know, and then we'll do our internal investigation as to whether there were any policy violations.
All right, I'll leave it at that. So we mentioned it right at the beginning. Steve Stroberger gave a very passionate speech the other day at the Escambia County Commission meeting about why he thinks that flock cameras are a violation of the Fourth Amendment, or at least a violation of the spirit of the Fourth Amendment, protecting people and their ability to move around. I have been very reluctant to take very seriously some of the complaints about the license plate readers, which you support. Sheriff and city, police also, of course, use them. And mostly because I thought the arguments that were being made by the critics, mostly the Democratic Socialists, but not all, were quite terrible. I talked about this a lot yesterday. But the more I have thought about it, the more I do sympathize with the concern about mass surveillance. And yes, I understand that a deputy can stand on the corner and write everything down. But we don't have a deputy on every corner, and I'm not sure that we'd want a deputy on every corner. And they do have more effect than the individual deputies, but I'm not sure that that level of scale is something I'm eager to embrace the what comes next from, And you know all of these issues, obviously. So Steve Stroberger said he needed to have a heart-to-heart with you. That was his words. I need to have a heart-to-heart with the sheriff. Have you guys talked?
Well, I have had a discussion with Commissioner Stroberger, yes. I explained to him the protocols that are in place, the safeguards that are in place. I explained to him my rationale for the use of technology to include license plate readers, not just flock, but license plate readers in general. I can tell you that my over 40 years in law enforcement, the license plate readers is the single greatest tool a law enforcement agency has ever had. Every county in the entire state of Florida is using license plate reader technology. I can tell you that we have very stringent audit protocols to include an AI protocol, which will give us alerts real time when something looks a little bit out of the norm, which means we can go and we can look at that right as it happens. Now, again, no one's perfect, and I can point to any occupation where there are bad actors, and those bad actors are dealt with, and they certainly will be dealt with at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
There was just a story, I think, yesterday of this female cop elsewhere in Florida who used to flock cameras to spy on her ex or something, her boyfriend 160 times. And I've said this before. I think that proves the system's working because it's correcting the abuses.
Yeah, every time you hear about it, it means that someone is addressing that.
Right.
And again, a friend of mine tells me the analogy all the time. There are doctors that have abused anesthesia, and no one's saying you can't have your anesthesia anymore. No one's saying that.
Well, I mean, cops have misused tasers. It doesn't mean you get rid of tasers. Cops have misused guns. License. You don't take rid of everything so that can be misused gets misused. Right. It's a question of how often.
So let's talk about the public view. Mm-hmm. It's a public view. It's a license plate reader. It's not a red light camera. People get those confused.
Of course.
And it is a public view, and it is.
And they're not facial recognition cameras.
That is correct. And I will tell you that if we were afraid of technology and the advancements of technology, then we wouldn't have internet. We wouldn't have you know, automobiles. If Henry Ford was afraid of where an automobile might lead us, then we wouldn't have that. I think that we have got to embrace technology. I think even people talk a lot about our forefathers, and Thomas Jefferson even if I'm not mistaken, mentioned something about laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the evolution of the human mind, right? As we advance, our technology, our institutions should advance as well. They could not have envisioned license plate readers. He could not have envisioned things in a public roadway, which is basically where we have these, was only where we have these flock or these license plate readers. In fact, I think he famously said, should I be expected to wear the same coat I wore as a child? No, we evolve, and we have to look at things with today's eyes and not yesterday's eyes. I can't expect our law enforcement officers to fight 21st century crime with 20th century technology. And again, as I mentioned before, it is only in public areas where there is no expectation of privacy. We have First Amendment auditors and First Amendment individuals that stand on sidewalks,
yep,
and video people all the time. We have people on beaches that video kids and people that go to the beach, and there's really nothing we can do about that. It's a public area.
Well, so agreed, all of that. And
you don't like
Thomas
Jefferson, do you?
I'll go. I might like
you. You're saying he was wrong.
Well, I mean, Thomas Jefferson, you know, is kind of a liberal. So anyway, but. And I'll go a step further, because I was talking about this with Sheriff Johnson yesterday, is obviously if you don't have license plate readers, there will come a time where you have to tell a mom whose child got kidnapped, we were unable to apprehend your person, and we used to have, if we got rid of them, let's say, used to have technology that probably could have helped find your kid, but we didn't find your kid because people were concerned about privacy and moving around in public without these license plate readers. And I agree. It will mean there are crimes not solved. There are murders not solved. There are stolen cars not found. Agreed. All of that. But we have all kinds of limits built into how you do copping, how you do policing,
right?
Because we want to protect people's constitutional rights, or, you know, their right against self-incrimination, or lots of other things. And of course, I understand that a car has a license and it's not an entitlement. It's something that you earn from the state. All that being said, I'm not worried about Sheriff Simmons. You know, as much as I criticize our Escambia County Commission, I'm not really worried about them. I'm not worried about the Pensacola City Council. I'm worried about what happens if the socialists win, or if somebody else comes in and wins and they start using government to do other things they shouldn't do, and somehow they don't get stopped in it. That's what worries me. I'm worried about the defense against totalitarianism, the defense against a tyrannical government that our Constitution was built to protect me from. And these things worry me. The scale of surveillance and the use of AI even to filter the information worries me, not for today, and I know it'll cost unsolved crimes, but that's where I'm at. I'm very much on the fence about this because of that issue.
Well, I wonder, were you concerned about satellites? Were you concerned about
Absolutely.
Google Maps? Were you concerned about those?
I don't have location.
All that stuff.
I don't have location on my phone for this exact reason. Yeah. Look, Ring doorbell cameras. I think this is a problem. I think dash cam camera, I think this is a problem. I think all the things that we've accepted that create, like you say, everything you do is always on video. I think that's a problem. And I'm worried about all of it, especially when the government's using it.
So if all of that is a problem, you select the one tool for that law enforcement, the most important tool, in my opinion, mm-hmm. that we have had in 40 years. The one tool that can actually bring justice to victims, and one tool that can potentially find and has been proven to find lost children and elderly, that, you know, people, silver alerts. I just find it peculiar that we choose this particular piece of technology to lay claim to, rather than all of these other millions and millions of things that I think that we can also grow a concern towards.
And fair response. And that's, I think that there are all kinds of things we could do to prosecute crimes that we don't do because we think, well, that's an important protection. Like, we don't make a list of gun owners.
Right.
You know,
and
why?
Right.
Well, we could solve more crimes if you had to register your guns, you know. Would it create other problems? It might. But, like, there are things we do out of that sort of philosophical concern that we believe are wrong to do because it would cost us things that are important to us. And this is, you're right. Do you also raise similar objections to other kinds? I mean, the geofencing, you know, geofence warrants and all of that right. has become an issue. I hate to be the one to say this is going to cost us unsolved murders and kidnappings, but I also hate to be the one to say, you know, let's embrace a technology that leads us towards the possibility of a police state that terrifies me, frankly.
Well, but again, my counter to that would be that you already have that with the license plate access that law enforcement officers have. The fact they run your plate and find out where you live, they can do right. a lot of them different
right.
things.
The passive ones that you guys are driving yeah. around with
so,
all the
so,
time,
so
right?
So there are some potential for abuse in those systems as well. I just think that this particular technology, and again, I'm a fan of obviously the Constitution and the constitutional rights and the Second Amendment. The First Amendment, I'm a fan of all that. I do not think there's an expectation of privacy on our roadways. And that's why a law enforcement officer can run a tag. That's why an individual can stand, anyone, not just law enforcement, anyone, can take pictures of you as you drive by. And they do. You've seen online.
Yeah.
Every time someone cuts someone off, they take a picture of them and they put them online and they talk about how bad they are with their tag number and everything out there. I think that we should concentrate on the safeguards, which we have done, and again, to make sure that there is a level of comfort, level of ease, a middle ground, if you will, regarding the use of this technology. I don't have a problem with, you know, you talk about the geofencing and getting certain, we have to get certain warrants for certain
right.
things. I get all that. But I can tell you that there would be, statewide, certainly hundreds, thousands of very serious criminals that are still running the streets if it had not been for the license plate readers. I was elected in Escambia County, by residents of Escambia County, to do what I can to make them safer. And again, this is the most valuable tool that I'm aware of, more valuable than fingerprints, more valuable than, to me, than DNA. If you gave me the option of having one of those three, I would take the license plate readers every day.
And by the way, it's clearly contributed to a nationwide drop in crime, and locally we've seen that as well.
Right.
And even the reforms that Flock announced they were instituting last week, I think it was.
Right.
I'm like, we already do all of those already. Like, so they're not really, except for the 7-day collection rather than 30. So hey, we're totally out of time, Sheriff. I know it flies like crazy. Thank you so much for the conversation. I appreciate it, and certainly thank you so much for keeping us safe and talking with me every week.
You bet. Y'all take care.